She said, "How do you know when you're hearing from God?" I didn't know how to explain. I wanted to say, "Put your hand in the middle of your chest. Feel the rhythm there." I wanted to say, "You will find the holy text in so many places, on crinkly pages of scripture, in dusty hymnals, in the creases of a grandmother's smile, the way she clasps her hands, the way she prays familiar with reverence, as if to dignitary and friend, the way she sings a simple song from her spirit, and porches turn to cathedrals." I learned from my great-grandmother how to pray, how to talk to God, how to listen. Watching her and the other silver-haired church mothers gather in her living room, worn, wrinkled hands on top of leather Bibles well-traveled. They prayed living room prayers because you don't have to be inside the four walls of a church to cry out to the God who made you, because no matter whether you sing or scream or whisper, God's ears can hear you. And despite what the laws say or what our human flaws say, God's ears don't play favorites. God's ears don't assess bank accounts or social status before they attune themselves to the story your tears or your fears are telling. God's ears are here for the babies, for the immigrant, for the refugee, for the depressed, for the lonely, for the dreamers, the widow, the orphan, the oppressed and the helpless, those about to make a mess or caught in the middle of cleaning one up. I want to tell her, God is always waiting, lingering after the doors close and the phone doesn't ring, and we are finally alone. God is always saying, "I love you. I am here. Don't go. Stay. Please." I try to explain how God is pleading with us to trust, to love, to listen, that God's voice is melody and bass lines and whisper and thunder and grace.